TV Memories, brought to you by DanTheArtMan.com. Episode 1, by Dan Absalonson. The first TV show that made me realize how cool the medium can be is Ed. I was in college and TBS was playing the reruns on weekdays. It's the show about the guy who moves back to his hometown, buys the bowling alley, and practices as a lawyer from inside its alley-filled walls. One of my housemates was really into it and bought a device for his computer to capture every show to his hard drive. It's still not available on DVD. Otherwise, he would have just bought the discs. At the time, I had a Netflix account that sent me 3 discs at a time. I usually watched at least all 3 movies in a week. I love movies. Just like books, they were a way for me to hang out with cool characters and go to fun places. Other than cartoons, I just never got into any TV shows. Until Ed. I discovered a new joy that a 2-hour movie couldn't supply. I got to hang out with my beloved characters for a much longer time. I could experience way more of their story, even more than my 3 extended Lord of the Rings discs could offer me. I was hooked. After that, I watched the first season of Scrubs several times, sometimes in one sitting. When I got married, my wife introduced me to 24. We would watch at least a disc with 4 episodes each every night. We breezed through the first 5 seasons. It was awesome. It sucked when we had discs through the mail because we'd finish them all before getting new ones. So we switched to Blockbuster Online because you could trade in the discs that were mailed to you at your local store for another disc. Even then, we spent a pretty penny when we just needed the next few discs that very night so we could keep watching the story. Since then, I've learned a lot about long story arcs from watching shows like Lost and Prison Break. Now we have Netflix, which makes it even easier with instant streaming. And how nice is it to not have any commercials interrupting your show? Plus, no more trips to the video store for us. There are so many shows, many of them science fiction and fantasy, that I still have yet to watch. I've only seen 1 Star Trek episode. That's right, only 1. I love Star Wars, but Star Trek always looked boring when I caught glimpses of it. I'm pretty sure I will love Star Trek when I find the time to watch it, though. I liked the very first episode. It was dated, but still awesome. I started watching The X-Files last week and have been through the first 7 episodes now, and I love it. I'm at a time in my life where I don't have much free time, and what free time I do have, I spend writing. Recently, though, I've been doing art for some fellow authors, and unlike writing, I can watch shows while drawing and painting. I look forward to going through all the shows I've missed that I've heard are great. I'm glad Netflix has a catalog with a lot of old shows, so people like me who have a lot of catching up to do can get to it. Let me end this by saying that I'm a big proponent of going outside and getting exercise. We take our kids for walks to the playground most weeknights and go camping a ton in the summer. I'm not condoning a life on the couch here, but when you find a show you love, it's a blast to power through it in several marathon sit-downs. Know what I'm talking about? What are your favorite TV memories? What shows do you remember falling in love with, and why? Write down your memories and send them in to me. My email address is danabso@hotmail.com. Write TV memories in the subject line and paste your story into the body of the email. Include a brief bio and any links you want listed at the end of your post, like your website. If you're comfortable with it, I'd love to put your picture next to your bio too. Just attach it to the email or paste a link where one is. If you've written a guest post for me before, then I've got all that stuff. I look forward to your favorite TV memories, the title of my next guest blog post series. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Dan, signing off. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0,
International License.